Namo Buddhaya. I need to ask a question from you. Do you really exist? Now, have you ever thought of this question? This sounds like a funny question, right? Do you really exist? And do I really exist? Now, this was a question that was asked from the Buddha on point, but the Buddha refused to give any answer to this question. Buddha kept silent to this question. The reason why the Buddha kept silent was not because he did not know about anything about this, but the Buddha said that by answering these kind of questions will lead to a lot of wrong views, will lead to a lot of problems, okay? Now, for an example, if one said like, okay, I do not exist or you do not exist, then there will be many questions and many problems. Then it will lead to many problems like, okay, if I do not exist, then who is the person who is experiencing all those karma? And who is the person who is being reborn? Okay. And also, if I don't really exist, what's the point of doing good and bad things, right? There's no point of doing good and there's no point of doing bad. Okay. And there's no point of becoming kind to people and there's no point of helping people. So it will lead to many problems and many ethical dilemmas by answering these kinds of questions. And that is why the Buddha refused to give answers on point and directly to these kind of questions. But the Buddha explained that who you are, okay? That's what Buddha focused on. So the Buddha said that by answering these kinds of questions, by saying that you don't exist, you fall into one extreme, and that is called nihilism or complete annihilation. Now, one of the complaints that Buddha got in his time was the people complained him that he was a complete annihilator. So, okay, he annihilates people by letting them into the Nibbana. So people considered Nibbana as a complete annihilation. But it is not a complete annihilation. The Buddha said that when you say that you don't exist, it falls under one extreme, and that is called nihilism, which was known as Ucheda. And if you say that you exist, then it falls into the other extreme, and that is called the Shashvata or the eternalism. What Buddha teaches you is, what the Buddha says that my teachings lies in the middle. I teach you the middle way. What is the middle way? To find what you consider as who you are or true self, okay? And realize the nature of it. The Buddha said, Buddha did not say that you don't exist. The Buddha did not say that you exist. The Buddha said what you consider, what one consider as self or I is subjected to change, right? Now, what we consider as I? We consider as I is our eyes, our ears, our nose, our tongue, our body, and our mind. Okay, this is whom we called I. And also, what are the things that we consider as ours? The things that we see, the things that we hear, the things that we smell, and the things that we taste, and the things that we physically feel, and the things that we think. So all those things together we called as I, or my things, okay, myself. So the Buddha said, just take a look at to these things, what you call self, and understand that all the things that you consider as yourself is subjected to change. It is ever changing. For an example, our eyes and our ears, nose, tongue, body, mind is ever changing, right? What we see in this world, what we experience in this world is subjected to change. Right here, right now, it is changing. So the Buddha said, what you consider as I or myself or mine is subjected to change. Then the Buddha said, if something is subjected to change, and that is suffering, okay? That leads to suffering. For an example, let's say we are having a good time and we are having good experiences and good feelings and happy feelings. So what we like to do, we like for them to be permanent. Okay, we like to feel good forever, but it is subjected to change. Okay, it is changing. And when it is changing, we suffer. And let's say we are having a bad experience or difficult experience. Then with what we think is, okay, this pain, this suffering is going to last forever. But it is also subjected to change. So that is why the Buddha said, what you consider as you is subjected to change. And if something is subjected to change, it is suffering. And then Buddha said, if something is suffering, should it be considered as mine or I or myself? Turns out it is not. Why? Because if something is suffering, we should not consider it as ourselves. We don't like to consider it as ourselves because as human beings, okay, as beings, we all like to be happy, not to suffer. Okay? And that is why the Buddha said, Buddha did not say that you do not exist. The Buddha did not say that you exist. The Buddha said, what you consider as yourself, what you consider as I, is subjected to change and it is suffering. And then, as it is suffering, it should not be considered as self. Now, this whole concept is called anatta in Buddhism. Anatta, the word anatta, is oftenly translated as no self. But rather, when you take this word no self, right, it gives the meaning that you don't exist. That is why many people say, okay, the Buddha said that you don't exist. No, Buddha did not say that you do not exist. The Buddha said what you considered as I or you is not yourself. Okay, it should not be considered as yourself. And that is what the concept of anatta. Rather than saying no self, it's much better to say that it is not self. And this is the whole idea behind the concept of anatta in Buddhism. So I hope you learned something new today. I wish you all, may all of you be happy and healthy. Namo Buddhaya.